discovered that the huge variety of local stories she'd been looking forward to covering, well, actually, there wasn't that much variety. The same situations and characters kept coming round. Aggravating councillors like McCartney, the thugs, drunks and dealers in the local court, the same complaints from do-gooders and religious nutters. So she really had to work to find stories that were out of the ordinary, that made her blood boil or gave her that rush of adrenaline. Or, sometimes, they just fell into her lap. Like when Roy and Ilsa, two of her best friends, came rushing into the office all tearful and upset, and she rushed up to the counter wanting to know what was wrong, because God knows they'd been through enough. Ilsa cried out, "We saw him! We saw him! Can you believe it?" Roy said, "In the middle of fucking B&Q. Mark Dillon!" And then she knew. Mark Dillon had killed their daughter. It was as simple and as complicated as that. He'd been a drink driver, been convicted before, but it hadn't made a damn bit of difference. His Jeep had mounted a curb, crushed the stroller with wee Peggy in it, broken Ilsa's leg, though she'd hardly even noticed at the time. To make matters worse, Dillon had pleaded not guilty to manslaughter, insisting on it all being played out in excruciating detail in court. He ended up getting 6 years. They knew he'd be out in 3 because of the cockeyed way the legal system worked. Alex was surprised it had been that long already. The case dated back to before she was a reporter, but she'd been in court every day to support her friends. She remembered reading the reports in the paper and thinking how badly they reflected what had actually gone on in court. Later, when she joined the paper and checked back, she discovered it was Peter who'd been on court duty that week. Of course, you didn't need to be a great prose stylist to be a journalist, but an accurate reflection of proceedings would have been a start. She'd raised it with Pete once she'd settled into her job, and he'd shaken his head. "It was accurate, Alex. It's just that you remember it differently, because you had a personal stake in it. Once you're a bit more experienced, you'll understand." He was, she decided at the time, a patronising gobshite, and she hadn't much changed her opinion since. It took her a while to get them settled down enough to tell her properly. They'd been out shopping in the DIY store when they had almost literally bumped into him. They were pushing a trolley laden with paint. Dillon was stacking the shelves with tins of it. And for a few moments, nobody had said anything. They'd just stared at each other, neither side quite believing what they were seeing. Then Roy recovered from his shock enough to advance on Dillon, and Dillon turned and ran through into a stockroom. Roy would have followed if another worker hadn't blocked his way. In fact, he probably would have carried on after Dillon if Ilsa hadn't dragged him away. They told Alex they were furious, not only because Dillon was out, but because no one had warned them, particularly as he was back living in town. Bangor wasn't that big, and sooner or later they were bound to bump into him. Unfortunately, in this case, it had been sooner. This had happened the day before, and they'd immediately got onto the company about why they were employing someone like Dillon, a killer. The company tried to be sympathetic, but Roy had ended up slamming the phone down on them. He'd gone round that morning to try and confront Dillon again, but there was no sign of him. He asked one of the workers, pretending to be Dillon's cousin, and was told he hadn't shown up for work. Alex listened to it all pour out of them, the anger, the frustration at the memories of Peggy. She had herself babysat Peggy, and remembered her as a placid, smiley wee thing. She didn't know how Ilsa, whom she'd known most of her life, had pulled through, or if she would have been able to cope in a similar situation. Her friend had, she guessed, done what Ulster women so often did. She put a brave face on it. And that face had now only crumbled because of a random and coincidental encounter in a DIY store. Alex was thinking about what the best angle would be. Every variation she came up with felt a bit tabloidy. And even though that was the shape of their paper these days, content-wise, it wasn't really the kind of story that the Express had gone for.